want to state for the record how full of shit baby books are. Not that I didn't know this originally, but upon reading a few, it's beyond all doubt.
Okay.
I have a book that said, when your baby smiles at you, that means she knows that you're her parent and that you love her.
Aw.
Right. That's why she smiles at, like, my sister-in-law, my mother, the mailman, that tattoo artist. I've said too much. Meanwhile, that thing costs like $100 and it's made of like this woven material. It looks like Kevlar.
I'm sure it is. You know, because a lot of babies, you know, try to shiv each other.
Yeah.
So.
How's that?
Oh, my God.
Like night and day, right?
It is entirely like night. It's like the difference between you being at the end of a tunnel and yelling at me, and then the difference of you coming up and whispering sweet nothings in my ear.
Oh, okay.
So I want you to unplug that and go back to the end of the tunnel. Cause... So, hey, it's Facts Are Meaningless.
Yes.
Once a month podcast.
God, who was president the last time we did this?
McKinley? No?
Oh, I thought it was Garfield.
Garfield is just a no, we're not. We've done this joke before.
We did?
I'm sure we did.
Oh, you're right. I do remember something about lasagna. All right, then how about – let's scratch that. How about – I think it was Grover Cleveland.
There we go.
Second term.
Wow. There were term presidents who had second terms before Ronald Reagan? I didn't know.
Well, Grover Cleveland is the only U.S. president that had two non-consecutive terms.
Non-consecutive? Oh, I didn't realize that. What about
yes.
What about Bush?
They were consecutive.
No, no, I mean like, you know, the father and son. Doesn't that count? No,
it's not, I don't think so.
Because the first Bush had brains.
Yeah, although we never realized it at the time, only in comparison we realize.
Isn't that amazing to think? You know, I remember the spitting image puppets. Remember those shows? They were like this English puppet troupe, and they did some specials in the U.S., and – when I was a kid, I remember watching that, and the first thing I ever saw about George Bush Sr. was this skit they did where he was whining about he'd never be president because Ronald Reagan would be president forever and ever and always.
Yeah.
And I that's what informed me about George Bush Sr. for most of my life until I got into college and realized Republicans are evil. So,
and then you saw the Simpsons episode.
Well, yeah, where he and Homer were neighbors, but that was long after he was out of office.
That's true.
You know,
yeah, good point.
Been out for like, I don't know, 8 years by then, give or take.
Yeah, that was in the 90s, wasn't it?
You have to remember that the Simpsons have been on since 1947. They were the original television show.
That's right. Actually, didn't they get launched by like a cigarette company or something like that?
The very first image ever broadcast on television is a small pewter figure of Bart Simpson on a record player spinning around and around. Did you know that?
Brought to you by Marlboros, the cigarettes doctors recommend.
Now, you don't realize that what I just did was reference the actual first television image, which was actually a Felix the Cat. It was not Bart Simpson.
Felix the Cat.
The wonderful, wonderful,
wonderful cat.
Yes.
And I don't remember the rest of how that song goes.
He goes downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a slinkity sound.
Wow.
No, that's completely wrong. That's the slinky sound.
That's the slinky?
Rolls downstairs, a loner in pairs, rolls over your neighbor's dog. It's log, log, log.
You know what other cat I miss? Courageous Cat.
Do you know that Courageous Cat and Minute Mouse were created by Bob Kane? The guy who created
Batman guy?
Yeah. And then I'm pretty sure he got sued over it by whoever owns DC Comics in the 60s.
Wow. I used to watch those cartoons like dun 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 dun. Do they show those anymore? On like a Nick or Cartoon Network? Those would be awesome.
Those are the kinds of things that are probably, you know, rerun so obscurely that you'd be better off trying to find a knockoff DVD at a comic convention, I think.
Or just checking YouTube or something.
Yeah, no shit. YouTube, except they'd look grainy and crap. I mean, somebody needs to go and remaster those things. That's what's overdue.
Speaking of YouTube, I got a question for you. Do you have any freaking idea how you can upload widescreen video to YouTube and not have it get squished?
You do realize YouTube is not for homemade porn.
I do realize that now.
Okay, good. All right, as long as we're clear.
No, I keep it definitely like PG-13 or whatever.
These are videos of your daughter, I'm assuming, and they're PG-13. How much did she swear? She's only a few months old. What the hell?
Well, she's got a little sailor mouth, she does.
Yeah. You have to get like – you have to say shit like three times to get a PG-13, I'm pretty sure. I think that's a rule.
Shit on television.
What was I watching the other night? It's just amazing. I don't know if you've seen Louie yet, and then It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia premiered last week. And it's like,
I watched all of Louie. I have not watched Sunny in Philadelphia.
They get away with every piece of language in the world except the F word, and then they'll say that and just bleep it.
Well, I think I remember reading this from that South Park episode that they did where they said it like 147 times.
Oh.
And that was like – something like you're allowed to do it after 10. Like shit is one of the words that you can do after 10.
Well, that's why NYPD Blue could get away with showing Sipowicz's ass after 10, I guess. And that was on broadcast television, you know.
That's right.
I mean, there's still the difference between broadcast and cable, I guess. How many old grandmas are out there with just the three major networks on there, getting it coming in from their antenna on the trailer that they see that and they're going to be like, oh, scandalous, I've seen a fat man's butt.
By the way, have you noticed that like the last two Mad Men started with, warning, this contains brief nudity, and it turned out to be some guy's ass both cases?
No, because the way I watch them, I don't get the warning. They cut the warnings off and they cut the end credits off. It's very annoying.
Oh, that's
why
right.
That happens. Africa. But no, I missed that. I don't even remember the butts. Whose butt?
Well, in one of them, somebody mooned Joan.
Oh, like, that's
stuck
right.
His butt up
okay.
against a glass.
I remember that.
And there was another one, and I can't remember the specifics of it.
It had to be – well, it wasn't Draper. He's got to probably have a contract where he doesn't have to.
Yeah, no way. But I saw those. I'm like, I hope it'll be some boobies, but
John Hamm's looking – you know, he's really playing the part. He's like getting the beer belly, you know, from all the drinking. He was like in that last episode, he was sitting on the edge of the bed. And I had just read a rumor that people were talking to him to try to cast him to play Superman – in a movie, if they could do it and get it off the ground. I mean, number one, the guy's 39 years old, so that'll never happen. He'd be 41 by the time they start filming, and nobody wants 41-year-old Superman unless it's, you know, maybe Clooney, and even he couldn't pull off Batman, so forget it. Mm-hmm. Number two, he's got to have to go on the old Tobey Maguire, you know, regimen, get in shape, because he wasn't looking supermanly.
Can't they use molded plastics?
They probably can, actually.
Or CGI?
Yeah, they could just CGI his whole upper body, I guess. Everything between the waist and, you know, really all people see on John Hamm is the chin and the hair, I think. That's what that dude's all about.
By the way, here's a good segue. I have noticed lately, I should say my wife and I have both noticed, on TV that almost everything seems to be CGI these days.
Yeah, it's cheap, even though
– but like normal shit. Like you'll see like, you know, two people talking in a bus station and just like you'll see the depth perspective is off a little bit. So it'll be obvious that they're actually – like the background is basically chroma key, you know?
I saw a I wish I could remember where I saw it. There's a fantastic video floating around the internet, and it was probably on YouTube, that shows you exactly how much – green screen.
I remember it. I remember that.
I mean, there were scenes of like Monk that were shot on a soundstage that was then made to look like a San Francisco street because they never shot that show in San Francisco.
Right.
So it's astounding what they will do, the lengths they will go. I mean, you expect it in a period piece, but even these everyday things, it's just so much easier to drag in a 60-foot high fucking curtain of green to put behind everybody and then make it a fake street. You know, if this was the 30s, we'd have like the downtown Paramount lot, fake New York City street, you know, and some shows do that. I mean, like How I Met Your Mother does that all the time. But for some shows, if you got a budget, green screen the shit out of it.
See, but here's what's interesting. When I remember that video, I think you may have even been the person that sent it to me. When I watched it, I was really astounded, you know, because I recognized a lot of the shows, a lot of the scenes, and I was really surprised. But now
you see it every day.
now I see it. So I don't know if it's just gotten so ubiquitous that people are sloppy about it, or if my, you know, ability to detect it is better. But I just see it in all kinds of, like, you know, run of the mill, you know, shows, and it's just like, it's just funny because you just, you know, you see these like almost like throwaway scenes, and they just, the people are just so obviously composited in there or whatever. And
You see this poster I hung on the wall behind me, the Forbidden Planet movie poster?
Yes.
That's CGI. It's all fake. I could flip a switch and have it be – pick a movie.
Could you put a weather map behind you?
You know, I could on that monitor, but that'd be about it. I wish I had like a big fake monitor just to hang on the wall and just have – put movie posters in it, you know. Those are called digital – Picture frames. I'm a kind of an idiot for not knowing that when I came up with that idea. It felt like a $1 million idea when I was saying it, and then I realized it's been done for 25 years.
Actually, you should get a 24-inch monitor that pivots, you know.
Pivot.
Portrait. Is that right?
Pivot.
Portrait.
Sorry.
and connect like a little PC to it and fill it with nothing but art of – because they have those little box PCs that basically fit on a Visa mount, you
yes.
know, so
mm-hmm.
and then fill it with nothing but movie right. posters.
So first off,
and
why
cycle. That's Bill Gates shit.
Number one, why would you mount something on your credit card? I don't understand you. You're an idiot.
What?
Nothing. It's a Visa joke. Come on. Work with me.
A Visa joke?
Visa. Your credit card.
Right.
You can't – you can you not
oh,
grasp
got it.
The difference
oh, right.
because yours had an E and mine had an I? Really?
Because I'm thinking E. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
What? Master who? Number one. Okay, so that joke, bad.
Yeah.
I won't cut that out, but it was bad. Number two, why would you hook up a computer when you could just get a digital picture frame? Or do they not come – what's the biggest digital picture frame you could get?
Not that big.
Yeah. Probably
the biggest one you could get probably is 12 inches.
Well, that's not very big. Know? That's shitty.
Theoretically,
16s?
I don't think so.
Wow, that sucks, man.
So I think a 24-inch monitor would be like perfect or something like that. And I just picked
– There is a 22-inch digital picture frame from DigiFrames. Want to guess how much that sucker goes for? Oh, I'm sorry, not 20. 22. It's 20 inches. $300. I mean, that's more expensive than a monitor.
Right. You could get a 20-inch monitor for probably half that.
Yeah.
Now, that would obviously have stuff that a regular monitor wouldn't have, but yeah, that's definitely pricey.
Actually, there's a 32-inch digital picture frame. This thing, it looks like it's thick as a shoebox, and it's $824. So,
oh, see, that's not mainstream, though. Like,
no.
I'm just thinking of, in terms of if you wanted a regular, you know, from a company you actually heard of, I think 12 is the limit.
This company is named Big E Frame. How could I not trust that?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
That's almost as good as Acme Frame Company. Back to YouTube. Explain.
Oh,
explain.
Sorry. Yeah, so I really don't know. I have no answer for it.
I have a visitor coming.
Yay! Visitors. Is she walking yet?
No.
Is she trying to borrow the car yet? Hello, Stella.
Whoa.
You just throwing snot rags around.
On.
Oh, that's a sweet shot I just took of you, babe. Yeah, good. What's that say? Perfect in every way. Aw. Except for that potty mouth.
Yeah.
You know, I had a thought about something yesterday that I wanted to talk about, and now I'm trying to replay in my brain where I was and what I was thinking about at the time, and it's not coming to me.
All right. Well, while you do that, I will ask you if what you think of Halo Reach.
That actually was it.
Was it?
Halo Reach.
Wow. We're like
– I don't know.
Got some kind
I'm
data channel going on.
I'm pointing at the screen as if you could see my finger, so I point at the camera. I received Halo Reach the day of its release.
As did I.
Got it in the mail. Was happy. Opened
it
up. I just
played it last night for the first time, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
I just couldn't – you know, and I started playing it at like 11 o'clock. I played it for about 40 minutes yesterday before I couldn't stay up anymore.
See, I played it for a long time the opening night, and then I forgot to save it properly. Like, I just shut down my Xbox thinking it was going to save it.
What?
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
What the hell planet are you from?
I'm a moron. And then I opened it back up to go. I thought it would go take me right back into the game. I'm so used to the Xbox kindly taking me back to the same point I was in like a DVD when I stop it. You know,
right.
I love that.
Oh, that's right. Because you now, if you use your Xbox 99.9% of the time, you're watching a movie with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or streaming something. Yeah. Right.
So to me, the gaming aspect of my Xbox has taken a huge plunge. Last game I even came close to finishing was Batman Arkham Asylum. I for some reason didn't get attached to Halo ODST. I don't know why. Even though it had half the voice cast was from Firefly, was awesome. But so I was looking forward to Reach. I thought it would be a big deal. And I played that same 2 hours over again and a little bit more. And, you know, it's all great. It looks fantastic. It's the same awesome gameplay. They changed a couple buttons, so I keep hitting the wrong thing to reload and throwing grenades on accident. But, you know, whatever. I'm just like – and that was Tuesday. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather finish reading this book and shampoo the carpet upstairs.
Because you know why? It's not as fun playing it by yourself.
Well, you know, it used to be, though. It used to be that I was all about single player. I guess, yeah, you're right, that over the course of the couple of years where you and I and my brother and my cousins would play online and shoot each other in the head all the time, and it was a lot more fun. You're right. So we need to set up that game night because the single player is pretty cool, but it's not holding my attention like Batman Arkham City will when it comes out a year from now. I guarantee that game is going to rock.
By the way, our quality just took a huge shit.
Your quality.
Well,
took.
I hope it doesn't show up in the recording because.
I'm assuming you renamed your daughter Quality, and she just pooped her pants on. That actually would be pretty awesome. I'm gonna name my next dog Quality, and I'm just gonna walk around and go, "Oh, my Quality just took a shit." Look at this. My Quality shit all over the place.
It's like it's a catch 22 because it's more fun the more people, the more real humans you play with, but yet the more people you round up, the harder it is to.
It's harder to schedule, and that's why Xbox Live has the great feature where you can get matched up with anybody, and then you end up playing with a fucking 11-year-old kid. Who?
A racist, homophobic 11-year-old kid with a potty mouth.
Who is also much better at the game than
right,
you.
Right, and so, cheats.
So you hate them, and you envy them, and they swear at you, and it's usually not very clever. And then when you try to, you know, be clever back, they just call you old.
Right.
And it makes you cry.
Yep.
Maybe that's
like, what are you, like 30? Just go die.
25, man. You might as well be dead.
Yeah. Did you hear about on a sort of related note, did you hear that a guy put – you know, he set up his profile on Xbox Live and he put his location as Mount Gay?
Yes,
So they put the ban hammer on him.
Unbelievable. And he called them up. He called Microsoft to say, like, look up the zip code. It's a real place, and they wouldn't do it.
And having spoken to Microsoft's customer support many times for my many dead consoles, may they rest in peace, it's India. They're Indian call centers. So, I mean –
All right. Well, you want to hear about some customer service from this weekend that's pretty amazing? A student was told that she had to do a story on iPads in the educational realm, I think from Long Island or something. I just read the story last night. She could not, after 6 messages, get any response to get a quote from the public relations people at Apple to include in her paper for her academic use, you know?
Wait, and who is this? Where was she from? A student?
A student with the assignment, like write something about academics, et cetera. And so –
Apple is going to even bother talking to her. You know what I mean? Apple talks to Walt Mossberg, and that's pretty much it.
And Pogue. Yeah, Mossberg and Pogue. That's it. But guess what? She sent a note to Jobs. And guess who replied?
Jobs is a super intelligent monkey that responds to all his email?
It's apparently the tumor he had removed is now emailing people because this thing wrote back to her and says, we're not in the business of helping you get a better grade. There's some public –
Folks, you can't see this, but my jaw has just dropped.
And then apparently they went back and forth. And it's on Gawker. You have to look it up.
This is really him?
Everybody assumes so. I mean, there's no reason not to think so. It's from his email address.
What a
and
douche.
We know he replies to people other times. I don't know why he continues to do that.
At least they didn't tell her she was holding it wrong.
So she essentially gets her name splattered all over the web and becomes a mini celeb on the tech pods and blogs and so forth. But she's going to get a B instead of an A.
See?
Guaranteed.
See, that guy...
She should have gone to Pogue and Mossberg.
Yeah.
These guys might have said something.
Well, actually, you know what? I won't put them both in the same category. I like Pogue.
Yeah, Pogue's pretty good.
Mossberg is kind of like just he fawns over everything. Like, you know, that like that that joke that Best Buy guy did. If Apple came out with a, you know, with a... with a chunk of 2x4 and called it, you know, the iPhone, he'd be like, it's amazing. He felt so solid.
So. It's made with real wood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a retro design. It's easily in the hand.
Just make sure you move your fingers with the grain.
Yeah.
Don't get a splinter.
And wait, yeah, I was just going to say, we only got about 8 splinters during our time with it. Jobs, what a douche. Now, there's no way it couldn't have been him, right? I mean, nobody could hijack...
I don't think
his
there's any way.
Email address or anything like that.
It's pretty well known that it's his email and that he does reply to people. You know, he's done it in the past. So, okay.
So he needs to take time out from, like, you know, urinating on every Apple product that ships, or if he has to, like, you know, hire
with
a
his
team.
Magic urine. What?
Don't you remember the Simpsons episode?
No, I forgot that.
Okay,
oh, I remember seeing it. I mean, but I don't remember every single goddamn joke.
Bart Simpson. Basically got on the horn at the Apple store and said that I'm Steve Jobs and I pee on every product we sell. And
and the crowd goes wild.
And they loved it.
Yeah, of course.
Know, of course. But my point is, considering I think the least a guy could do, even if he doesn't do it himself, even if he wants to hire a team of, you know, 12 people that do nothing but respond to stuff like this, that's the least he can do.
But you know what? He didn't need to do anything except – be in a better mood, I guess. I mean, he literally wrote one
line. He could have just not answered.
That would have been the
very much preferable to being a dick.
That's what CEOs should do, is shut the fuck up.
Right.
But he could have said, we believe the iPad will be huge in education, and just left it at that. And it would have been done. And the kid would have got an A, and everybody would have been happy, and that would have been that. He didn't have to reply at all, but he could have replied in the positive. Instead, he gets a PR snafu because he was what? Somebody.
Yeah, but you know what? Where's the app now? A PR snafu, just another, you know, like the latest one that's happened.
Oh, it's not
lately.
It's not exactly the worst PR snafu they've had.
I was gonna say, where's the backlash? Where's the people that'd be like, "Fuck you, Steve Jobs. I'm not buying an Apple product. I'm going to Android."
You know what? Most people.
That's not gonna happen.
Most Apple fans will be like, "That's right, Education of America. Fuck you. Cool. Just can't you accept that?
Education? That's stupid. I'm gonna go back to play Angry Birds."
Bring the man down. He had cancer.
Yeah. I heard that he killed a hobo to get his organ. That's what I heard.
Shivved it up. There's a lot of hobos out in the back of Cupertino.
No, it was in Tennessee. Remember, he moved to Memphis.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Changed his address so he could get on a list. There was definitely some chicanery going on there.
It's like hobo sex.
Did I say chicanery? I meant chicanery.
It's not chicanery?
I don't think so. I think it's chicanery.
Like chic? I think you were
not pronounced that way. Chicanery.
Chic.
Like shit, but
chicanery.
Yeah.
It's for like cool people who are chic. Come on, man.
She's 3 months old today.
Three? Really?
Yeah.
Is that it? You've only been a dad for 3 months?
Yeah. Unless you count the zygote and embryonic stages.
I don't, because I swear to God, the 3 months feels like it has been 2 years.
Yeah, it does.
And that's not on your end. That's on my end. So it just feels like she should be voting now. And
yeah, no, it does seem like she should be older. But
she should be sneaking out a window any moment now to go to meet boys and smoke the doobie.
I did notice a rope ladder the other day.
Clever child.
As long as she doesn't get a football head and start speaking in a British accent, I think we'll be okay.
I don't understand that reference at all.
Family Guy?
Man, what is with you and the fucking – okay, I get that.
And what is it with you and not knowing what planet you're from?
It's early. I was supposed to be shampooing a rug instead of podcasting.
Shampooing. Is that like a euphemism for something?
It is. It's a euphemism for washing my crotch.
Hello.
Look at those cheeks. Those stuff full of nuts.